Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
We all know how important it is to get a good night's sleep. I know that if I don't sleep for 8 hours a night, I am not as sharp. From memory foam mattresses that hug in all the right places to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support at every price point. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/Chelsea for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. LEESA.com/Chelsea. Hi, Chelsea here. I think we all know that hair loss has the power to kind of shatter your confidence. Not kind of. It really shatters your confidence. And that's where Zion Health comes in. Founded by top doctors in hair restoration, Zion offers both medicated and non-medicated treatments for men and women with thinning hair. Guys, unless you do something or talk to someone, your hair loss will only get worse. I'm not kidding, unfortunately. So get your confidence back on track and visit Zion, XYONHealth.com to get support today. That's XYONHealth.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Well, it's not really morning. Who knows when people are listening to this, but some of them are probably listening in the morning. So good morning to you guys. Good afternoon to the people that listen in the afternoon. And if you're listening to a podcast at night, well, then good evening. Brandon?
Hello.
There has been a lot in the news, and it's very upsetting. Sha'Carri Richardson was tested for cannabis at the trials for the Olympics after she won, or before she won, who knows. And now she is not going to perform her relay at the Olympics or compete in her relay at the Olympics. So this is another sports organization that is completely antiquated and not up to fucking speed and needs an update, along with the World Tennis Association, whatever the tennis association is for Europe, European Tennis Association, all of it, between Naomi Osaka, between this, the two different things, but actually not. It's all about helping yourself cope with something. And this woman's mother died. Sha'Carri Richardson's mother died, and she was using cannabis to help herself and ameliorate her pain, and now is not going to be able to compete in the Tokyo Olympics because of that. So you can drink alcohol, but you can't smoke something that grows out of the ground from Mother Earth, because that is punishable by being eliminated from the Olympics. So sports needs a big update, a real update. And I don't know if anyone saw me on The Shop on HBO, but I was around a bunch of sports figures for the first time in my life. And it was, so there was Tom Brady was there and Draymond Green, who I've loved. He and I, yeah, that's my kind of guy. And now I feel like I do know a lot about sports, so I'm going to start commenting on it because of that experience. I spent at least 2 hours with those guys, and I don't think there's anything I can't answer now about basketball, football, Mahjong. Also, Britney Spears' father is still her conservator because a judge denied Britney Spears' request to not have her father be her conservator. So there's that. How do you feel about that, Brandon?
Well, I think that that is layered, from my understanding.
Laird Hamilton.
He's in control. He's the new co-conservator. The paperwork that was filed in November was to remove Jamie as her conservator.
Jamie's her dad, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so it was that paperwork that was actually just recently ruled on. So her attorney has not yet filed to have the conservatorship completely dismantled, from my understanding. So a lot of this, like, the paperwork gets filed and then it takes X amount of time for the judge to either approve or deny it. So it was the last submission to have Jamie removed that was denied. So now they have to refile to take her out of the conservatorship.
What,
totally.
Like an appeal situation?
Yes. Mm-hmm. From my understanding.
Well, that's his judgment, was that she's denied. So she has to appeal that denial, but that's not very hopeful. I mean, it's the same judge, unless she goes to an above court. Oh, right. Maybe she'll go to a different circuit or whatever it is.
I saw that she was also recently invited by Congress to give her testimonial and experience with the conservator program in California.
Well, that should be something, but doesn't her father have to fucking let her go to Washington, D.C. to testify in front of Congress? And is he going to allow that?
Well, there are two different types of conservators over Britney. There's the conservator over her person and a conservator over her estate. Jamie, her father, is apparently the conservator over her estate. So all of her money matters go through him. Over her as a person is Jody Montgomery, who is an outside conservator who is supposed to be in place really as Britney's advocate. So the fact that she said in her testimony that she can't get married or take out her IUD means there's either a disconnect in communication or people aren't being truthful with the type of control they have over her. There are a lot of aspects to this. So I think it's going to be a few months before we see how her recent testimony plays out.
Three, Bill Cosby's out of jail. That's another disgusting development on a technicality. So while they don't dispute that he's guilty of what he did, because of a technicality, he was let out of jail. So that's the state of affairs in this country, you guys. Well, not this country, because IOC is an international committee, but that's the state of the world right now.
Well, and now this Delta strain.
And the Delta strain. But back to these three stories are all examples of white men making the rules and deciding what's best in the interest of women. What are we talking about today, sweetheart?
What are we talking about today? Let me look. Well, this is an interesting story, I think. We have two lipstick lesbians, and they're trying to figure out who proposes to who. Is it who or whom?
Who proposes to whom?
And I don't know in that situation.
No, nor do I. I always wonder about that. I guess whoever's the dominant in the relationship, or, well, because there's sexually dominant and then there's emotionally dominant, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What else are we talking about?
We have a submission that we get from a lot of people just feeling lost in life.
We're going to find you. You're found. Forget hashtag problem solved. Hashtag you're found.
And tattoo removal. You don't have any tattoos, right?
Not that I'm aware of, but I do have something sticking to my butt. I went out with Joe Coy the other night and we got very, very silly and wasted. And I came home and I had a big sticker stuck to my ass. And every time I go in the shower, a little bit more comes off. But I don't know where it came from, who put it there.
Or how long it's going to last, apparently.
Or how long it's going to be there. So I may have a tattoo. Who knows? Joe Coy is my friend from Chelsea Lately. He used to be a comedian that was on the round table all the time for Chelsea Lately. And I called him and I was like, you know what? I want to go over to his house because I wanted to see he's building his house and I'm building something. So I thought, oh, let me see what he's doing. And then I got there while I was driving there. I asked him for the address. He said, please don't come. Please don't come. I don't want you to see my house like this. And I was like, oh, shut up. I said, give me the address. So I got in the car and I started driving to his house. And like, you know, 10, 20 minutes in, I'm like, where am I going, to the valley? And then I looked at the address and I was still 17 minutes away and I just couldn't do it. So I turned around and I texted him and I said, I'm not coming. It's too far. And then he came over to me. Then we went to Katsuya and we had 6 grapefruit martinis together. Mm. So, I mean, that was ridiculous. And then we went to Harvell's where there was a jazz club. Well, there is a jazz club. It's called Harvell's in Santa Monica. For anybody ever looking for a cool place to go, that's it. then he got home and I was like, Joe, I don't have my purse. I left it at Harvell's. So he goes, get out of the car. You are such a mess. And sent me up to my room.
And did you retrieve your purse?
No, I never. It turns out I never even brought a purse out that night because I had forgotten to take a purse. So he went back to Harvell's looking for my purse. I went inside, was fast asleep while he was pounding on my door for about 45 minutes, worried that I didn't have my purse. So this friendship is very uneven, and I have to start being a little bit more reciprocal in my, he is just too sweet and too nice, and I am a cunt.
Well, you can go look for his purse next time.
Yeah. I'm sick. I am suffering from a neck injury, sweetheart, because what? I went to that doctor girl. Vanessa, yeah. And she took my blood out and then spun it and then re-injected it all through my neck with syringes and this thing called a stamper. I was pretty numb.
I did that to my face once.
Yeah, it was pretty. I think it's going to have some good results.
I can't wait to see it.
I know. It's like having a neck strengthener.
Well, I can't tell that you had anything done, so.
Yeah, I'm surprised I'm not more bruised. I bruise very easily on the face, so it's very hard.
Are you anemic?
No, I just take Excedrin a lot.
Speaking of which, we're having all of your levels tested, so.
Thank you.
This is a reminder for everyone listening to also do your annual physical.
Yes, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Is it Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Is it?
I don't think so.
Well, let me look when Breast Cancer Awareness Month is, so we're all in the know.
Sounds like a February month to me. That's the month of my birthday.
Should we place a bet on it?
No.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Don't you like when you Google something and there's no question that you ask has no answer? It's like, what the fuck did I just Google? I feel like every time I Google something, I get less information.
October.
Okay. I was wrong.
Surprising.
I was wrong. It wasn't February. Okay. Well, it's good to know. I mean, yeah, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is probably a very important month to know about. So my apologies.
Well, we'll circle back on that in
especially
October.
With my breasts.
And your mother.
I know. Yeah, her too. God rest her soul.
Poor Rita. I would have loved to meet Rita.
My mom was really sweet. She was so cute. So snuggly.
All of your family is kind of like that, though.
Snuggly?
They're all very, like, endearing in their own ways.
Oh, that's
they all
nice
have
compliment.
A personality. And, yeah. I mean, with your childhood, I imagine that everyone was kind of forced to create a personality.
I would think so. But I like when I meet people and their families and you find out like all the little dynamics between siblings and moms and their daughters, because some moms are totally fucked up.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and they're weird around their daughters and like jealous or they want to like live vicariously through them.
Mm-hmm.
Jealous moms and daughters like that is so it's so fucked up to have to grow up like that.
But that's another example of you loving to see the interpersonal relationships and workings and dynamics. Because I remember when I had first started, you had said that you were going with a friend to meet their parents or stay at their family's house in Oakland. And I was very surprised by that, thinking, oh, she's going to fucking hate that. But you came back and you loved it. You're like, oh, no, it's so interesting to see like how these interactions go between, you know, one of your friends and their families who you'd never met. And you've done this now with some of your local girlfriends and their moms. And now you're close to their moms. You did it when you were up in Canada.
Yeah, I'm into moms. I don't have one. So obviously I'm into moms. And I have an aunt who should be acting like my mother, but she can't because she's such a bitch. Like whatever I am times 100 is what my aunt is. And so she loves me, but she doesn't like me.
Your Aunt Gabby.
Yeah.
Yeah. She
lives locally.
She's an interesting personality.
Bitch.
I wouldn't use the word bitch.
Well, what would be the word?
She likes her solitude.
If I text her and say, are you home? She will lie because she does not want me to come over. And she'll say, no, I'm not, or I'm sleeping. And that's how I know she's there and to go anyway. But like, she doesn't want anything to do with me.
I like to spring my appearance by her. Like, I just like to show up unannounced so she's forced to see me.
Yeah, that's what the move is. And yeah, and so she hated COVID because she didn't get to see all the grandkids in the regular cycle that she normally does. But she liked it because she doesn't want to be socializing anyway. And she wants an excuse to like have to stay away from people.
We both have a love of crafting and of baking. And so that's a commonality that we have. So we'll text about that occasionally, like this two-story Joann's Fabrics. It's a craft store, if you weren't aware, just opened up. And we did a text exchange about that for a couple of days, which was so nice.
Yeah, she's into crafting. Crafting. Actually, when I went to Thanksgiving this year, I think it was it Thanksgiving? when I went up to that raped cabin that I stayed
in? No, that was a couple of years ago.
No, with Molly and the family. It wasn't a couple of years ago. It was with my sisters just at like...
The one on the lake that you had to come home to?
No. That was Rape Lake.
You've had two bad Thanksgiving experiences.
Right. That's why I don't mingle with that family over the holidays, because they seem to like do it one step under what I'm comfortable with.
They want to do it like the pilgrims
and they love camping. Like they love to camp. And I'm not going to pretend I want to camp or try to camp. I tried. It's not a good fit.
We're not signing you up for a summer camp.
So there's no reason to make anybody suffer with me or go camping with people and have them be exposed to my lack of camping ability. The last time we went up there, whatever holiday it was, my sisters and I went, or Simone and Seneca and Jordan and I went up, and we stayed in that little... That cement, I told you that was like a little cell block. And so the first night I was like, Simone is like, do you think you're going to make it? And I was like, of course, I can sleep in it.
And you were supposed to be there for 4 days, I think. Like, we had packed you up, you were ready to go, and you were excited to go, too.
I was excited, yeah. When Brandon packs me up, especially when I bring the dogs, it's exciting, because then I feel like I'm a parent.
And you love, something people may not know, is you love to drive, like, around town. You like to drive yourself, and you also like to drive on a road trip.
Well, that's new. I like to drive on road trips new. But when I went up to this event, which I'm convinced was Thanksgiving, my sister and I slept in the same bed. And that's also, you know, hard to do because she snores and she has sleeping issues. But now, I mean, I just have to hit her and she says, and she stops. But, you know, why do I want to even deal with that?
You don't.
So then the second night I was like, I don't know if I can make it the second night. And then I was like, come on, you can't be like that. Like, you got to be able to sleep in this for two nights, you know? And then I made it the second night, but I woke up at like 6 in the morning, packed up the car, and was out of there by like 6:30 a.m.
Yeah, suddenly you're home. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? This is not on the agenda. You're...
Oh, yeah, it was bad. But they knew. You know what's great about family is that they know who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
So you don't ever have to like pretend like, oh, no, I like it here. I like sleeping on this cement block. I love it. I can just be like, no, Gabby, it's terrible. I don't want to spend another night here. And they're all happy when I leave anyway, probably.
I know that's the kind of the expectation with my family is they'll know because I'm so particular about basically everything, but for them as well. Like, I want everything to be set up a certain way for them and like how I would conduct myself on their behalf. So that way, when I go to their homes, they're always on high alert. Like, what is going to make him comfortable? What do we need to do? But I feel like that's a nice way to operate for people. Like, I don't want it to be stressful, but they'll know I'll go get a hotel. If I'm not going to be comfortable there, I don't want to pretend.
Right. And be like, oh, this is okay. Yeah, I'm fine. Using a bathroom that doesn't have any toilet paper.
Yeah, that's something you do in your early 20s. That's like people, gay guys specifically, where they go on these trips to Palm Springs and it's, you know, a 5 or 6 bedroom house. And they will have 20 fucking people staying there because they can't afford it.
I don't know any gay guys that go to Palm Springs.
Nothing's worse to me than Palm Springs.
No.
The fucking
desert. Like, we need to get hotter than what it already is here. It's fucking hot already.
No, that's...
And it's dry. I don't understand the appeal of going to...
Don't sign me up for Palm Springs, and we're not going to sign you up for camping.
Excuse me, I have to clear my throat because I've probably smoked too much pot recently.
You smoked a joint on the way here, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
And you're wearing a cream jumpsuit, and you ashed all over yourself.
Yeah, it was a hot mess on the way in this morning, actually. But it's so fun to be able to go to work together, sweetheart, because we have just one more activity that we did. Sometimes after we tape this podcast, we go rollerblading.
Yeah, our schedule
has
really fallen into place.
So it's like we're a couple that works together, that's home together, because you come in the mornings, and then goes to work together. It's just like Dr. Phil and his wife.
So we've been doing the podcast and then going rollerblading, and we're trying to see how far we can go. We're starting in Santa Monica. We want to get down to like Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pacing ourselves.
Right.
And then we will circle back and we'll go to Blue Plate Taco or Blue Plate Oysterette and have a little lunch.
And margarita, have a couple of margaritas.
It's really the best way to work.
I mean, it's great. I love a juice boost, you know, like 11:30, just a margarita, just to like kick things up a little bit
so that
you have a little bit more interest in the next 3 hours.
Well, and it also, that is when your creative juices get flowing. Once you get through your first margarita, because we've also been working, you've been working on your stand-up notes.
Oh yeah, I'm doing a lot of stand-up dates, so you have to look for those.
And that's when you really get going, is after that first margarita sets in, the second one's been delivered, and...
Yeah. I like a 2-margarita lunch. That's what I'm into. Especially when they can make them frozen, the skinny ones frozen.
Frozen.
Oh my God. It reminds me of like one of those vacations where there's like just mango margaritas coming towards you on the beach, you know, like Bora Bora, where they hand you like a passion fruit margarita.
I love a frozen margarita.
Me too. I love margaritas.
People don't understand, like when I've gone skiing and we do lunch, that I always want a margarita. Like, don't you want something warm? Don't you want a coffee? I'm like, no.
People don't know what they're talking about. When it's hot out, just because it's cold out doesn't mean you need something hot to drink.
Like, people are still drinking fucking hot coffee.
It's like, are you 3 months old? I mean, come on.
Regulate your body temperature.
Margaritas are refreshing because you're exerting energy when you're skiing. And so it's like you're thirsty.
I will say, when we're skiing together, we'll get out, we'll stop for a coffee or something. After,
I don't
you
drink
know,
coffee,
an hour,
so I don't know
hour.
Who you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we'll when stop and we have like a drink or get something. And then like we'll do lunch. Sophia will get a hot chocolate and a cookie normally.
Yeah, but a coffee, no one's getting coffee.
Well, we get something in the morning. And then for lunch, it'll be a long lunch. And by that time, someone will have already passed edibles out. So you really have to be on your game after lunch because you're a little drunk and you're probably stoned.
Well, you know, yeah, you don't want to be drunk skiing, first of all. That's irresponsible. You want to have a nice buzz. You want to have a buzz so that you're a little braver, not a little bit more reckless.
That's when I feel like I can tackle
me sexually.
We've ended each other
in
sex? Central Park. Not yet, but I think it's on the docket. It'll happen at some point.
God, that would be
can
so.
Can you imagine?
No, that would be terrible.
That would be a great twist. And
that would be a deal breaker.
In
that
some
would be
sort
a relationship ender.
That would be something Connie Britton could play on Bravo.
Oh, God. I saw Connie the other night. I had dinner with Connie and a couple of other girlfriends. As the woman that was duped by Dear John, I was like, listen, are you overplaying her? She said, no, she's underplaying it. And it's fascinating.
Like there's just social incompetency.
Yeah,
there's
or regular incompetency.
Technological
incompetency.
Shortcomings.
Well, I have technological incompetency.
Yeah.
So that's what. So
you try though.
Well,
I think that's part of it.
It's so annoying. Technology's so annoying. The fact that I have 5 remotes in my bedroom is like so annoying. I want to shove all of them up your ass.
I know you do. And then they all control different things. We have the fireplace or nightstand lamps. We have 3 remotes for the TVs right now.
I have to. The remote for the lights is the lamps is over the top because I would like to. I keep going to turn it on when I'm reading. So that would be nice if you could rewire that, sweetheart.
Well, I just did that so you didn't have to get up out of bed to turn them both on or off.
I spent a lot of time in bed, you guys. Readjusting to LA life has taken its toll.
It's like she's a narcoleptic.
I know.
She will fall asleep. She fell asleep in her eye shades at 3 p.m. this week. I went upstairs. I was literally calling to her. I said, sweetheart, sweetheart, up the stairs. And she was passed out.
Yeah.
No movement.
No, that was it. Because the TV didn't work.
Like, I'm
remember?
Glad you don't smoke cigarettes, because if you did, the house
I sound
would
like I do today, though,
flames.
Because I can't stop clearing my throat. I want to apologize to our listeners. How annoying is that? So I won't smoke a joint again on the way to do a podcast.
Are you taking your Singulair?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Okay, well, check that
I
box.
May have forgotten it this morning, but, you know, check. Also, I am on tour. My tickets are officially on sale. We've added a couple of extra shows, and we are adding a Canadian date that I can't announce yet because we're going to announce it July 13th. So for my Canadian brothers and sisters who are reaching out to me, just know that I'm headed there. It's just we're going to be announcing dates as we go. But you can buy tickets at Ticketmaster for my shows. I'll be playing my next big show. I'm at the Santa Barbara Bowl, August 21st. So you can come see me there. I'm warming up this new act, this new 1-hour stand-up at a bunch of clubs. So there are still tickets at one of the clubs in Appleton, Wisconsin for the 10 p.m. show, which is on September 24th. So if you live in that area, there are about, I don't know how many tickets there are left, but there are some. And then I have all the other cities that I have already released and tickets are available and I can't fucking wait. It's called Vaccinated and Horny. So make sure that you bring your vaccinations and your horniness and then keep them to yourself, please. And on that note, I am feeling so horny that we need to take a break so I can just climb. I can't even pretend that I would do something like that in a podcast studio. We're going to take a break. Moms are more than the stuff they do for us. The laundry, cooking, and driving. And by the way, Dad should be helping with that stuff too. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. This Mother's Day, give Mom her flowers. She deserves the best, and that's why Books is giving you 25% off your entire order of farm-fresh flowers from Books. That's short for bouquets. Here's what's great about the Books Company. Books is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano. Books has modern designs and unique flowers that you cannot find anywhere else. Books is simple. Go online, pick the delivery date, and you are done. Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mother. Order your Books now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma. So go to Books.com and use promo code Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, for 25% off. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com, promo code Chelsea.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Should we take some calls?
Okay, our first submission comes from, well, we don't know their name, but they're 24 and they write, "Dear Chelsea, I'm a 24-year-old music student at Juilliard. Should I keep hooking up with my friend who is in an open, long-distance relationship with a girl who is asexual?" There's a lot to unpack here.
Okay.
What do you think?
Is he on the phone?
No. This was just a write-in, I imagine, because it's sensitive in nature.
Read that again.
Okay. "Dear Chelsea, I'm a 24-year-old music student at Juilliard. Should I keep hooking up with my friend who is in an open, long-distance relationship with a girl who is asexual?"
I don't see why not. I mean, this seems like a home run opportunity, unless you're getting emotionally involved. But other than that, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, open relationship.
Yeah.
That's the green
light. See what pops up or pops down.
Pops off.
Yeah. See what pops off. And thank you for writing in. We don't know your name, so we'll just call you Lucifer, I guess.
So you have our seal of approval. Good luck on that. Let us know how it goes.
That was mind-blowing.
I mean, anything of a certain age. So 24, like that age, I'm glad I'm not fucking 24.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm so drunk all the time.
Well, can you imagine having to deal with everything that people that age are going through right now? Like the political correctness of the genders and everything, like we're all trying to keep up with it. But the younger generation, gender fluid, asexual, like who the fuck knows what's going on there? I don't know how you keep up.
They know because it's that they live it. We're the ones that have to keep up because it's not like what we grew
That's
up
true.
With. So we're the ones who are, like, have to understand it. They understand it. So it's not, I think it's easier for them, you know?
This is also probably much more of a norm now for people that age. So 24, like being in an open relationship and the different types of sexualities, asexual, I think that means that they're not sexually interested in anyone or anything.
Yeah,
right?
So I don't even know why they're being in a relationship with someone who's asexual, because
it's like us. It's an emotional attachment.
Yeah, well, but would you describe our relationship as asexual?
Well, not with how often I try and see you naked.
Well, yeah, you do walk in on me naked a lot, but that's just because I don't have a door to my bathroom. That's probably what I should be doing, because since I've been so bored, I should pick up one of those hobbies where I'm like, on Pinterest, making little like furniture boards of what I want my house to look like.
That's
or something like that.
When you went up to Canada, because you had to quarantine for 2 weeks, and you asked if you should start online shopping. And I don't think I've ever... I've ever been more worried about a habit of yours.
I was like, what am I going to do for the quarantine? I mean, I'll read, but there's only so many hours a day you can read a book, you know? I can't read for 8 hours. I was like, what should I do? Should I take up online shopping? Do you think I'd like that?
That's going to be a hard no.
I know, but I don't want to get involved with anything like that.
Lucky for me, you'd get through one page and forget what you were doing.
Yeah, exactly. So. I would be like, yeah, what am I doing on this site again?
Okay, so our next submission comes from Julian from the UK. And Julian writes, "Dear Chelsea, I've always loved your honesty, integrity, and how genuine you are. My question, what would your advice be to anyone who is feeling lost in life or unsure about themselves and their direction?" This seems to be a common theme. Everyone's going through it. So let's see what's going on with Julian. Julian, are you there?
Hi, yes. How are you?
Oh, hi, Julian.
Hi, Julian.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. How are you doing? How's COVID doing over in London?
Oh, yeah, it's going really well. yeah, it's okay. I think we're on our way out, hopefully.
Surviving or thriving?
Surviving, for sure. Yeah. How about you guys?
Yeah, well, it's going well in LA right now, but, every time you think you're out of the woods, there seems to be another go-round of it. So who knows?
Who knows at this point?
You're cute.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you.
Well, what's going on?
What is going on? Lots of things. So I guess the basis of my question kind of stemmed from my personal experiences and circumstances over the last few years, which were kind of in relation to my career, relationships, friendships, mental health, and so on. However, I guess on the flip side of that, I think there's a lot of people who are going through the same thing as me at the moment. So I thought it would be good to get your advice on the situation and see if you could help me and so many other people to kind of help get back on track after such a difficult year and with everything that's been going on.
Right. Brandon, would you like to take the lead on this?
Well, I just wonder if there's a specific, like you listed off some categories in life. Like, is there a specific one that you feel like you're having the most trouble kind of confronting or getting over that hurdle?
Well, sadly for me, it all happened at the same time. But if I was to pick one, I guess mental health is really important to me. And it's something I've struggled with for a number of years. So in terms of feeling kind of lost and unsure, I guess I deal with depression. So for me, it's quite difficult when there are circumstances going on that you can't really control. You know, how do you kind of get through that? And what would your advice be to kind of keep going and get yourself back to a good place?
I mean, I would focus on what are the good things that are happening in your life? Like what's going on with your job, your family? Do you have a boyfriend, girlfriend?
So are you currently pregnant? Single. Not pregnant, no. Currently single, happily. I'm quite blessed. I've got a great family and friends, but my circumstances previously, I lost a lot of people quite close to me. And when I say lost, I mean, they're still with us, just not with me, thankfully. And my career, you know, I changed my job. I had to really change my whole life. And then COVID happened. So it's just kind of been one thing after another. And you feel like you can't catch a break.
Well, I just think, first of all, it's not like you're alone in this. Obviously, half the world is feeling this way. More than half the world. More than half the world feels like they've lost something, right?
This last year has, it's like you're on a constant treasure hunt for like the next glimpse of happiness or the next positive thing to happen. Because every time it seems like it's on the horizon, like Chelsea said, something happens. But I think that in those moments, it's really important to have something, a hobby, an outlet that when you're down or depressed or in that sort of emotional state where it's kind of hard to dig yourself out, you have to have something that you can implement.
And also, you don't want to be a victim of your circumstances. Yeah. Then you're like letting the world run you and you're not running anything. So like being even you, like, you know, it's been so hard on you. Of course. Yeah. But like, what are you going to do with this opportunity now? You know, don't be a victim. None of us want to be that, because that's just like groveling. You know, you have to go, God, this was fucking tough. And if I survive this, I can survive so much more, and kind of pick yourself up and start with all the good things you have going on in your life. Reminding yourself every morning when you get up, you know, how lucky you are to be where you are, regardless of what happened in the past. What's happening right now is you having to be like in your life, getting things kickstarted again, which is the way so many people feel. So you got to get your juices flowing.
And I think that Chelsea's obviously a big believer in meditation, and I try and do it consistently. And,
I fail.
I try.
Right.
And I do it in the morning now. I used to do it midday. And
I forgot to meditate this morning, actually, and I usually do it first thing when I get up. But lately, my meditations have been so lame that I'm just like, fuck.
But it really does set your day on a better path. So I kind of used it as a coping mechanism, where if I was stressed, I would text her and say, hey, I'm taking 10 minutes outside, whatever.
As a coping mechanism for working for me.
For the stress associated with it. But trying to start your day off in the way that she mentioned, either kind of giving yourself the affirmations of the positive things or the little goals that you're going to have. Because when you feel those little successes, I think everything else feels a little less detrimental.
Yeah. And every day should be like an adventure. You know, when you're getting up in the morning, it's not like you have to write affirmations. Or yeah, you could write down in a thing like, you know, three things you're grateful for. And that way you're getting out of bed with like some juices going, like some positive vibes.
Yeah.
I think that everyone's problem is just to have more positive vibes, right? Like everyone can work harder to take the negative and turn it around and make it positive.
Well, it's so much work to be negative all the time,
too. I know, it's so draining. I know.
Julian, I will say, the way that you kind of recounted the people not being in your life is a positive thing. Like, you obviously have a positive disposition.
I like your usage of recounting.
Well,
that's a word I don't use, and I like the way you used it. I was sexually attracted to you just then.
We have that dynamic. So I think just implementing more of that you know, the people who were baggage and not contributing anything, they're no longer there. And you know, that's a positive thing. There's always a way to spin the circumstance in a positive direction. And the more you do that, it's going to feel like less work.
Yeah, definitely.
Well said, Brandon. Yeah, I would agree with that. You seem really cool. I think you're going to be just fine.
Thank you. I hope so.
I wish I could prescribe medication overseas. I would prescribe you something fun, but I only work here in the United States.
Don't worry. I'm sure I can find something here.
Okay, good. Yeah. Do you smoke pot and do you drink?
Do
you have fun?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
I do.
Good for you.
I mean, you have to at this point. Let's be honest.
I know. Right. Like, this isn't the time to be sober or even experiment with sobriety.
Exactly. No, I don't have time for that. So
the first 2 weeks of the pandemic, like when we were quarantining for our first 2 weeks, which we thought would be our only 2 weeks, I treated it like it was spring break. Like I took mushrooms every day. I was like, okay, what drugs do I have today?
She was like an Amish child on Rumspringa. I mean, she was like, anything that she could get up to, she was. She's like, I only have this 2 weeks to relax take drugs.
Yeah, I'm like, nothing. I can't leave my house. So it doesn't matter what happens. Like, I'm just going to, I had like 100 milligram THC capsules that I was taking. I tried tried those out. I was like, let's see what happens. And then when I realized it was going to go on for more than 2 weeks, I was like, oh, shit. Like, oh. And then Zooms became, you know, the big thing. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to get my shit together.
That was the worst.
I definitely killed off some brain cells during those 2 weeks, for sure.
Those 2 weeks were the best for both of us because no one knew how to work. And I was just dropping off Egg McMuffins.
McDonald's Egg McMuffins he put in my freezer and freezer pack them for me because that's my favorite thing have.
I'm like, if the apocalypse is coming and everything's shutting down, I need her to go out on a high note, literally high, with an Egg McMuffin.
Yeah. Anyway, stay away from Egg McMuffins because, as you'll know, I'm sure they cause damage and you don't need that in your life right now.
No, other unsolicited life advice.
All right, take care, Julian.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Bye. He was one of my favorite callers. He was so likable.
It's some of these people that are really likable that just need to kind of recalibrate their thinking.
Yeah, I think a lot of people also don't laugh a lot. I think that's a thing.
Yeah.
Because like when I've gone through periods without laughing, I notice it. I'm like, why aren't I laughing? Like, well, I'm not making, you know, I'm like being too serious or I'm like, you know, whatever.
Well, people taking get things so in their heads.
Taking things too seriously.
Yeah.
Taking things too seriously.
And nothing's that serious. Like and this is actually a piece of advice that I gave you.
Way to toot your own horn.
Well, one of the first times I ever did it, I remember being so uncomfortable trying to like, you know, open up personally, and you were really upset about something. I can't remember what it was. And basically,
probably my weight.
It probably was. And my aunt always would ask me, is it really worth being mad over if I called her with an issue or if I was upset about something? And the answer is almost always no. Like when you're really faced to answer that. And so I did that to you one day. You were upset about something, but you have to put it in perspective. Is it really worth being mad over?
Mm-hmm.
And you totally changed your outlook. You're like, actually, no, it's not. So let's just like correct it and move on.
Yeah, it's so lame to be in a bad mood also, you know? It's like just so not hot.
It doesn't do anything for anyone.
Well, no. No, it doesn't. It's not like anyone get, yeah.
Well, let's see how this next caller is. Her name is Lacey. She's from California. She is a child sleep therapist. Oh, maybe she can help you, sweetheart. and a doula. We need to put her on retainer.
Oh my God, two birds with one stone. I can have a baby and sleep through the night.
You could sleep through having the baby.
Oh, well, I would rather sleep after the baby is born. I would rather sleep through that.
Well, Mabel will be taking over at that point.
Will she, though? I mean, will Mabel really be taking over at that point?
She writes, Dear Chelsea, I would like your advice. My girlfriend and I plan to spend our future together, and that means we would like to get married. However, with both of us being lesbians, feminine lesbians, we don't really know how to propose. I personally would like to be proposed to. However, she also wants to be proposed to. How would you suggest we go about this? Any ideas? This is a quick fix.
Okay.
She's on the phone. So let's
see. Okay, great. Oh, there she is.
Let's see what's going
on.
Hi, Lacey.
Oh, hi, Chelsea.
Aren't you cute?
You're a feminine lesbian. I can see.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. How long have you guys been together?
We met 7 months ago in the height of the pandemic.
Well, that was good. I'm glad you guys were being safe during the pandemic, hooking up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And how's it been going? I mean, 7 months, that's
amazing.
Like, okay, so you know, you both know and are committed.
Yes, yes. When you know, but I mean, to put it simple, we met at the beach in Santa Monica and the rest is history.
So there's a lot going on with the circumstances of you meeting, being at a beach during the pandemic. But
yes.
I'll support
it. But that's good. They were outside. That's safe.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
We need to take you to the beach to try and find you somebody.
Yeah, 6 feet apart.
Yeah, 6 feet apart. They were just, you know, finger blasting each other 6 feet apart.
Exactly, yeah. Chelsea.
I think, well, you guys are like, a modern couple. I think you should just, if you want to be proposed to and she wants to be proposed to, I think you should have a conversation and say, listen, I'm going to propose to you and I want you to propose to me and let's plan on doing that together. I mean, because otherwise one person's going to do it and then the other person's going to be let down, right?
Well, correct. But that's the conversation we've already had.
Oh, so, it is?
So we need a good idea, Chelsea.
Like an idea for the double proposal.
Yeah.
But are you going to be proposing at the same time or will one of you propose at a certain time and the other person? See, that's what I would do.
That's my question, you guys.
That's a logistical question. And sweetheart knows that sweetheart does not know anything about logistics.
This is also...
So that's your department.
This is a common problem with gay couples.
Right.
And this is something you get asked, like, who pays for dinner when you're both men or both women? And the same thing for proposing. How do you know who proposes to one another? Sometimes there's a more dominant person in the relationship.
Are you the more dominant one?
Well, that is a good question. I think it's pretty equal. That's why I'm having a hard time with this. this whole concept.
So what about you just going for it and proposing, like, on your own? And then
I could do that.
And then letting her just figure out her own thing.
So I do it first.
Yeah, like, you want to do it. Like, yeah, that's kind of, it's kind of hot to do it first anyway, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Could be.
Except for the possible repercussions of that, of the girlfriend being pissed. So you, what you could...
I don't understand. Did you agree?
No, she won't.
Did you agree?
She won't be pissed.
You agree that you won't both want it to be proposed to, but you didn't agree that it had to happen on this at the same time, did they?
No.
Okay, because I'm like, Miracle Ear, we should do an ad for Miracle Ear, because I was like, did I fucking miss something? Oh, yeah, no, I think you should, but then you should just go for it. Just propose to her and do it and, like, be like, I wanted to do it my way and I want you to do it your way. And that way it gives her the room to, you know, still do it, right?
Maybe.
It's exciting. Yes. Congratulations. I'm so happy
that you found
somebody that you love this much. Like, I would love to find somebody that I was that excited about.
Maybe you will.
I keep telling you to become a late in life lesbian.
Everyone's
like Glennon Doyle.
Everyone is becoming lesbians. Everyone.
So they must be onto something.
Well, no, they are, because they're fucking over men. They're like, oh, this is, you guys are so disappointing over and over and over again that we're just going to start going down on women. That's what a lot of women are doing.
Well, and I might. You could too.
You're right. Who knows? You know what? I probably will end up being a lesbian.
Chelsea, you should.
Okay, I know. I like men. I'm attracted to men in a big way. I'm losing my attraction to them slowly over time. But I keep thinking that there's going to be some guy out there that I'm just going to be really into.
Possibly, or...
Yeah,
or there's not, and we'll take you to the beach and we'll find you your lesbian lover. Okay, Lacey, my last piece of advice on this. Maybe you set a timeline. Or a time frame that you, if you do it first, then she has, you know, 3 months to plan her thing and do it that way. So that way you don't feel like you both don't know when it's happening, or maybe you set a certain amount of time that you both agree on of when the first person is allowed to, or pull a fucking straw. So, you know, like, then it's fair who gets to propose first. But I definitely
think
you each setting up your own proposal so you can do it your way based on what you know the other person would appreciate is going to be the best experience. For you both.
So you're saying whoever does it first.
I'm saying that there's...
I think she should just propose. Like, just go for it and fucking do it already.
Okay.
Yeah, be bold. I think.
Okay.
That's my advice.
Let us know how it turns out. Who ends up proposing first.
Yeah, sweetheart. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to talk to my sweetheart now because I'm, you know, that was a confusing. We have to work in concert.
Well, sweetheart, we have different perspectives on this because as a gay man, this is a struggle that we all face.
Okay.
You're never going to face that.
You don't need to hear this part of the conversation. We're going to say goodbye, Lacey. Thank you.
Bye, Lacey.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Bye, you guys.
Bye. Sweetheart, stop exposing everybody to our dysfunctional... Oh, sweetheart, I look like Nick Nolte.
I think your face looks great. It looks very... You look very glowy today.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you use that Hempathy product?
Yeah. I used that new Hempathy product, and I was testing it out to see if I like it, and so far I do.
I hope more people write in with cosmetic-related questions, because that's my favorite topic.
I know. You love to take care of your skin.
Anything.
And facials, mm-hmm. and any sort of, aromatherapy. Are you into aromatherapy?
No, not so much into that, but my
favorite... Is that candle therapy, aromatherapy?
It's just like smells, but it always smells like shit.
Yeah,
it's never
I don't
good.
Like smells.
My favorite is when you think that I've had Botox and I haven't.
Yeah, your forehead looks like you've had a lot of Botox. No? Oh, that's weird.
Full mobility.
So you have a little bit one of those, like, what are those cavemen from the early times? What are they called?
Troglodytes?
Troglodytes? I'm not thinking of that, but yeah, Cro-Magnon? Cro-Magnon? Yeah, you look a little bit Cro-Magnon then with your eyebrow.
What is that?
It's where, like, it's a little caveman-esque. It's like where there you wear it's very full right here in the brow.
Oh, the brow bone, yeah.
Yeah, and then with your middle part, like you look like you could be, you know, half ape, half man.
I'm the missing link.
Like you could have come from that line of, you know, well, we all did, so.
I imagine their skin was not very smooth, but.
Well, but anyway, it's good to know that cavemen were getting Botox also.
It started somewhere.
This would be a perfect time to insert our Botox commercial.
We're just dishing out this advice today, and I feel like we're getting through them very quickly.
All of our callers are so, none of them are annoying, you know? I mean, obviously somebody will be, but everyone's so cool.
There'll
and
be
normal.
A rogue one for sure.
Oh, yeah, I know, for sure. I'm waiting.
Well, our next mission, it was actually a voice memo submitted by Tina. And so if you would like to send a voice memo, you can do that as well. You can send it to dearchelseaproject@gmail.com if you don't have the time to call in.
And yeah, send us a voice memo. I love a voice memo.
Well, let's listen to what she has to say.
Dear Chelsea, I need your advice on whether to remove my tattoos completely off my body since they suck, or repair the current ones to look cooler instead of the piece of shit I have. Yes, I shouldn't have done it to begin with, but the damage has been done and removing them is very painful with numerous appointments and money, but I'll do it if you pay and film the horror. Promise. Your lesbian tattoo friend, Tina.
Why? So if I have to pay for her to get her tattoos removed and then film it?
Removed
and then
or
watch
repaired?
I love that she gave me two options, removed or repaired. I personally just am not a fan of tattoos.
No.
I'm a Jew, so it's not that I follow anything else, like anything about religion or about my own, other than trying to be a good person. You can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery if you have tattoos. I am not going to be wanting to be buried anyway, sweetheart. That's
a conversation we need to have.
Yeah, I want to be cremated and you can just throw me in the garbage.
I do not want to be cremated. On the record, do not cremate me.
You mean for the record?
For the record.
Oh, and on the record,
Okay. Do not, under any circumstance. I want to be buried because I want to be brought back. I want there to be some DNA left.
Sweetheart, you're being ridiculous.
I looked up being cryogenically frozen. There's a company
in
Arizona.
Okay.
So
how much does it cost?
I don't know, but I'll be working for a few more years.
You have to have somebody handle the account that's like 40 years younger.
I think it's $150,000. But there are two different options. You can just have your head cryogenically frozen, in which case they would like implant your brain into another body.
And then come back,
or
possibly you come back 100 years later.
Yes.
I don't know about that. That would be really scary.
I got a tattoo while you were away and I posted about it while I was in my tattoo session and you DM'd me immediately about the tattoo. Were you disappointed that I had gotten a tattoo?
I just was surprised.
Well, this is something else to know, more life advice, is sometimes your body refuses the ink, which mine has done.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it has now faded into basically
Maybe I had the ink disappear with my power of thought.
You probably did.
About your tattoo.
You wanted my body to let go of the ink.
Mm-hmm. Letting go.
That's a book everyone should read. You've given it away to multiple people.
Oh, yeah. That's a great book by David Hawkins. I read it like 3 times when I was in Whistler. It's really good.
So is she on her own? I mean, what are you thinking?
Tina, yeah, it's not a decision for us to make. I'm not going to pay for your tattoo removal. I can't start paying for things when people ask and write in because then that's what the show would be. And I'd have to do much more than a podcast to sustain it. But that's a decision you're going to need to make, sister, on your own, without our help. You got yourself into this mess. Now tat yourself out of it.
Goodbye, Tina.
Okay. It sounds like it's time for a breaky. We'll be right back. Moms are more than the stuff they do for us. The laundry, cooking, and driving. And by the way, Dad should be helping with that stuff too. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. This Mother's Day, give Mom her flowers. She deserves the best, and that's why Bouqs is giving you 25% off your entire order of farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. Here's what's great about the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano. Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you cannot find anywhere else. Bouqs is simple. Go online, pick the delivery date, and you are done. Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mother. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma. So go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chelsea.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Well, there was definitely a broad...
Seems like we didn't do very much heavy lifting today, sweetheart. Let's be honest.
No, but those will come. Do you think if you weren't a comedian that you would want to do something with counseling or like...
No, but if I weren't a comedian, what I would want to do is psychology. Get paid to watch television and sit on my... Maybe psychology? I don't know. It would have to involve travel and sociology, maybe. Sociology. Mm. Anthropology. You know.
Well, it's never too late.
To become an anthropologist, Brandon?
It's never too late.
Really?
There's always an option. Would you ever go to college? Would you ever actually enroll?
If we were filming it for like, you know, a documentary series or something, yeah. We've talked about doing that before. We just haven't gotten around to it but I would, yeah. I'm interested in learning and I'm also would be interested in getting swept up in the social aspects of college because I would just...
To relive those days.
I would totally go like, you know, join a sorority, become the president and tell all these girls like how to fucking, you know, keep everyone in line and like be bosses.
I would love to see
that. So I would love to have that influence over a bunch of 18-year-old girls. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like they would be... fucking cunts by the time I got done with them.
They'd be ready to attack.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I could see myself doing that. I don't remember what happened with that. We were talking about it, but then we never really got into it. So we'll revisit.
Put that in your notes section to
I will.
Bring up.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, light load today, light lift, but we'll see what happens next week.
Do you feel like that you have the qualifications to continue advising people at this level?
I mean, I don't know that I'm qualified, but I'm going to keep doing it.
Right. And that's the important thing.
I'm no quitter.
Right. And quitters never win. Good night.
If you want any assistance with your partner, your best friend, really anything, you can write into DearChelseaProject@gmail.com. DearChelseaProject@gmail.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
We all know how important it is to get a good night's sleep. I know that if I don't sleep for 8 hours a night, I am not as sharp. From memory foam mattresses that hug in all the right places to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support at every price point. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses, plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/Chelsea for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Leesa.com/Chelsea.
Hi, everyone. Chelsea here. We should be talking much more about women's hair loss. There are many reasons that hair loss can happen in women, from a number of medical conditions like anemia all the way to transitions like pregnancy or menopause. And that's where Zion Health comes in. They are hair loss experts who make getting treatment easy and accessible with both medicated and non-medicated options available. Go to xyonhealth.com to get started.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.